And welcome back to Where Leaders Connect, a Corporate Connections podcast, where every week we sit down with one of the incredible men and women that make up our membership and explore a little bit about what makes them unique and what drives them and their business choices. My name is Trevor Bodkin. I'm the National Director for Corporate Connections. And today I'm joined by my co-host, Heather Arthur. Welcome, Heather.
Hi, Trevor.
How are you doing?
Very good. We have a very special guest today. Tell us who we have.
Yeah, I'm really excited to bring Jeff Kishuk, who is one of our Hamilton founding members. He's got over 25 years of direct experience in the conception, planning, building, delivery of technology and internet-based business solutions and applications. And in fact, I know Jeff for a while now, and he was writing about IoT even before any of us knew there was such a thing called IoT. If you look back some of his earliest publications, there's things in there that we didn't start talking about till a couple of years ago. And those publications are probably 15, 20 years old now. So Jeff has co-founded four companies. He currently serves as an advisor on two others. And his vast experience spans across so many verticals, including, as I mentioned, IoT, aerospace, e-com, telco, financial services, collaborative intelligence, and most recently, a very disruptive idea in the travel industry with his new company, Trippian.com. So without anything else, I mean, I don't even know where to go after all that, but Jeff, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, good afternoon, Trevor, and hello, Heather. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Okay, that was quite the bio. I can't wait to dive into this conversation. But where are we going first with this, Trevor? You kind of left this cliffhanger of this new idea in the travel industry. Do we start there or yeah?
Well, yeah, I think what's interesting is a year ago or just almost a year ago, Jeff and I met and we started having conversations about Trippian, which is maybe, Jeff, if you want to take, 30 seconds to talk about what Trippian solves in the travel industry.
Sure. Thank you. What Trippian does, Trippian has introduced a new way to help people plan their in-trip travel activities. So when you book your flight, you book your hotel, then everybody says, now what? And they spend days, hours, weeks trying to plan the details of a daily trip. What Trippian does is we use artificial intelligence, machine learning, and your own personal preferences and histories in order to plan your perfect day and trip in seconds, and allow you to have that unique experience in your travel destination.
And this isn't for end users. This would be like credit cards, Aeroplans, other companies would then use your back end to really service their guests. Is that how it's set up?
That is correct. We exist to add additional service to what we call travel service providers. So anybody who has a constituent of travelers who is offering that experience, whether it's online travel agencies, loyalty programs, like you said, we provide the technology and the tools for them to extend their business and retain their customers without losing them to independent travel providers or independent tools. So we exist to really serve the enterprise businesses to help them serve their travelers better.
Now, even though you're currently driving this company, you're sitting in the driver's seat, that wasn't the case a year ago. What happened a year ago and what's that journey been like today?
That's a really interesting question, Trevor, and that has a background in, my entrepreneurial past. I was first introduced to Trippian 4 years ago. One of the board members introduced me to the CEO because he needed help, needed some direction, needed to pivot the company, and I came to mind as somebody who could maybe add some value to Trippian. On meeting Trippian and getting involved with the CEO, I quickly identified there was a connection. Really was interested. It connected a lot of what I like in the world, which is data-driven technology solutions and travel. So I was able to bring a personal passion with a professional passion and really got involved. So over the years, I kind of increased my role. I became COO, helped pivot the company, got on the board, invested, was really, listed as a co-founder. Then unfortunately, last June, my co-founder, partner, and the CEO passed away from a very short, aggressive battle with cancer. There's no preparation for that. There's no amount of personal preparation or business preparation you can do. Though there are some things we had done. So corporate structure was tight. For a small startup, we had everything buttoned down. But what happened is the clients, the team, the employees, and the investors and the board kind of turned to me and just said, what now, Jeff? The original founder was the heart and soul of the company, his passion, his vision that he founded 6 years ago. And it was really an honor that I was able to look and just believe in our team, believe in the support I had, and just said, Trippian will move forward. We will exist. We will press on. I talked with each team member and talked with each individual, talked with the clients. And it was amazing the universal support we had across the board that drove myself to take on this additional leadership role. Assuming the CEO position is something I've never done before. It's always been, like I said, playing that supporting role in the background. But being able to recognize that I was a strong CEO, that I could take my years of leadership, could take my knowledge, and could take the experience that I had helping build Trippian into this next stage, to that next level. As travel's been recovering, Trippian has been thriving. We've received additional investment. We've been signing new clients. We signed a new client as recent as January, and we're thriving, and we're really ready for the kind of outpouring and next stages that travel's opening up for us.
I'm excited to learn more about this, but what I really want to learn from you, Jeff, is, you know, there was a moment where you had to step into your own leadership and be the leader for others. What was that like for you? Because you were the supporting role. And how did you find the words to honor the grief that the team was having, but also create this vision for what's possible in a moment when travel wasn't happening? Tell me more about that mindset.
Wow, when you put it that way, it was a pretty difficult time. there's a few things there. One of on the personal side is just finding the strength, finding the fortitude. And that, I think all leaders, we go through those personal journeys. I've failed in the past. I've had things that haven't worked out. I've not always made the right decisions. I've been in situations where I've let people down. And that's just professional. That's just growing. That's just evolving and adapting. And so when the time came, I really pulled into those experiences. I pulled into, you know, things I've done over my career to make myself stronger, lessons that I've learned to have the kind of confidence to make that step. So it started with, obviously talking with my wife and family and just, is this something that we want to do? And she asked me one time, she said, Jeff, you never wanted to be a CEO. She goes, why now? So she asked an equivalently tough question, Heather. And I answered the question. And it was like, no, this is the right opportunity, the right time. There's people counting on me to step in. So where I got the strength and the energy to have those conversations, a lot of it was by honoring my co-founder, honoring his vision, his passion, and just making sure that everybody understood that the company would continue in that culture, in that vein. And I didn't try to put a new stamp on it. I didn't try to make it mine. Trippian had its own identity and its own life. And I was able to kind of be given the keys to it and be given the responsibility to keep that vision and to keep that culture alive. And so by balancing my own strength and with the path that had been prepared, made it a little easier. And through that conversation is where I believe we got buy-in from the customers, from the shareholders, from the board, is everybody who believed in Trippian and the vision recognized that I was going to honor that vision and keep driving it forward. And I think that's what really gave me the confidence, Heather, to have those conversations and to take it forward.
Wow. So many leadership nuggets in that one, Trev. I'm sure you want to jump on one of them.
Well, no, I just think if you take a moment to sit back and look at the last year, what's been the biggest surprise for you since this is such a new role for you? And it's been such a, I would say, exciting yet arduous journey in so many ways, because there's the emotional aspect of it, not just the physical sort of getting the work done. But when you look back, what surprised you the most, maybe as a, that kind of, surprised leader, or the I don't even know the word I'm looking for, but that sort of, the reluctant leader that stepped up and taken the mantle and now stewarding the company, when you look back, kind of what's like, wow, this really took me by surprise.
I think, Trevor, what it really comes down to is I've surprised myself with the confidence and the direction from which I've made decisions. Before, when you're playing more supporting role, you're able to consult, you're able to question, you're always able to play devil's advocate and challenge decisions, which is a method of contributing to them. But then in the leadership role, I seek that. So I've flipped it. I consult and I try to get people to do what I was doing before, giving me perspectives, giving me their thoughts and inputs. But then the surprising part was the clarity and confidence in which I've been able to make the right decisions for Trippian moving forward. And we see it across the board and as a team where we're generating results and everybody's bought in. So I think that's on a personal insight level, that's really what I've surprised myself with, is just that confidence.
So, as you stepped into your own confidence, what are some of the things that you're doing for your team to help them step into that inquisitor role, that confidence role, that decision maker that you now rely on them for?
This is an interesting one. This is something I talk to my team about every week. And my engineering background and my operations background into a startup is, over the years, I've been bringing in structure. And bringing structure into processes, structure into the way things are planned and exposed. So a lot of what I've done to create the environment to get that information and to help decision-making, I personally think adding the structure to it, where there's clarity, when we're doing our roadmap, when we're looking at features, when we're looking at new opportunities, having your thoughts and the information structured for people to ingest, to cross-reference, and be able to collaborate on, actually gives them the information they need rather than just trying to think what's in my head. That structure of information gathering and documentation really does allow a good feedback loop into the decision-making process. I know not everybody loves structure, but it's important.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I hate structure. And in small startups, actually, it's the one thing that's missing often. So how do you get the buy-in from those that aren't always structure-oriented and in fact, thrive in a startup kind of mode?
Fantastic question. And in fact, I was talking to my team, my management team, about this very thing this morning. Structure and tools are great. They're often misused. Often managers will take a tool, or leaders will take structure and impose it on people and challenge them and criticize them for it and make it kind of an imposing fact force rather than a collaborative force. What I coach my managers on, it's the tools and the structure all depend on how the managers and the leaders execute them and how they bring the team into them. You can't impose structure on a team, then criticize them when they don't immediately follow it. It's all about using it to change culture, change their methods of working. And it's a long journey. Like, we were introducing processes a few months ago that I've told the team, I said, I expect to see results in a year, because it will be a journey for people to change the way they work, to be more collaborative, to feel more confident to contribute and have a voice rather than just being measured by some metrics on a burn down chart because somebody put process in place. So process without good leadership are doomed to fail.
So awesome. It's such a great, great insight. Jeff, you have an uncanny ability to look at something. And I think when we first talked, I'm like, this is someone who can also see the world in ones and zeros. Like, you have an engineering grasp of how the world works, but you have such an incredible empathy as well. And I think maybe it comes a little bit with your maturity in terms of, you're not a young man anymore, but your ability to blend the two, to see problems or situations that others maybe are daunting, you look at it as very confrontable because you break it down to components that can be, chewed up and solved like a math problem would be. But you also bring an incredible sensitivity to it where you're not, so many of us tend to try to get our way through force, that you really bring this calm, understated certainty and this collaborative method. And it's just beautiful. It really is inspiring to see how you've stepped into this role and how people have not just kind of gone along with it, but really rallied behind it and found support and purpose behind it. So I'm really excited to see that journey. I'm really excited to see where you go from here. And maybe I've already put you on the spot, but I really want to put you on the spot now as someone who I see as a visionary. What's next? And I don't mean for you personally, but in the world of technology, which feels like it's at already a breakneck speed, what should we be looking for, or what gets you really excited as you look at the world of technology?
The interesting thing, the thing that excites me about technology now is the same thing that excited me about it 25 years ago when I first got into digital technology, and that is the access and use of data. Is all of the solutions, everything we do is data driven. And it's the increased access to data, the volume and means in which it's flowing and which it's made available, if consumed properly and interpreted, is where the benefits come from. And that's really what's helping drive Tripian, is the access to the data, is being able then having the tools and the power and the processing to do amazing things with the data that drives the innovation and value. So it's been a constant for me. It's unlocking the value of data, and technology is on a quest. And when you look at it, it's just continues about processing, about unlocking the value of that data and information.
Jeff, you're very empathetic as a leader, and then you're data driven. Those ones and zeros drive it. And what's missing in the world today is the human connection. How do you see us using technology to drive human connection, as opposed to what I'm seeing as a wedge getting driven into it right now? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
That's very interesting. And that is one of the approaches we've taken on Tripian. Is one of the values we have on Tripian is to, our ethos and our trademark is to make people feel like a local wherever they go. But what that means to us is using technology to break down the barriers and the access of people to explore neighborhoods, explore communities, go into a small shop where they know the owner's name and strike up a conversation and just have those experiences. So I look at the value of technology and again, from an empathetic point of view, and I'm not the first one that believes it, but if more people talk and more people explore and get to know their neighbors, get to explore new communities and learn new things, the world is like, sounds corny, but the world's a better place from increased understanding. So we're using Tripian to break those barriers down and to get people exploring like a local.
I love that. You know, meaningful relationships is part of corporate connections, but it's also part of being a really good human being, is making those connections wherever you are in the world. So that concept really speaks to my heart.
Oh, thank you. That's great.
And I think one of the beautiful things about Tripian when we first started talking about it was this idea of not just tailoring excursions or activities based on past experience or their profile, but also helping people find places that are maybe off the beaten track because of load balancing. And this idea of, you know, if I think most of us are lemmings, if we see a restaurant that has a lineup in front of it, we assume the restaurant must be amazing. And even though the restaurant on either side of it may be as good or better, but because there's not a lineup, our bias is to go, well, there must be something wrong with it. And so I think the ability to drive information on data that's maybe unbiased is such a beautiful way to help people discover the world around them, even if it's local. And I think the pandemic has taught us one thing, is many of us don't explore our own cities enough and don't even know what's available to us until our in-laws come and we're like, oh, let's play tour guides. So it's a beautiful product. I love not just what you're doing, but how you're doing it. And I think it's very inspirational, and it's a great lesson for all of us to sometimes step up and out of our comfort zone and be that reluctant leader and do it with empathy and with passion and bring our best selves to that and not shy away from that responsibility. So we're basically out of time. So I want to thank you, Jeff, for joining us today. I don't think we took enough time, but really amazing what you're doing, and really appreciate you having joined our community and being an active part of the Hamilton area. So thank you for that.
No, thank you. It's wonderful being a member of Corporate Connections, and the value and the relationships that I've been building have been fantastic. So I thank you guys for the opportunity, and this was a really good experience.
And if anyone wants to check out Jeff and his company, obviously go to tripian.com, T-R-I-P-I-A-N.com, and you can find them there. And to my incredible co-host, Heather, it is such a treat to spend any time with you. Thank you so much for your leadership and your empathy and the great questions that you brought up today. Heather, you are amazing.
Thank you, Trevor, and thank you, Jeff. What a great conversation today.
Thank you.
And to all our listeners out there, thank you again so much for joining us today. This is where leaders connect.